The Lord's Supper is a sacrament wherein, by, here's the action, giving and receiving bread and wine according to, and here's the institution or the reason, the command, that how it came about, according to Christ's appointment. And here is the summary of the display in the sign that is also a seal in the sacrament. His death is showed forth. As often as you eat in this bread and drink this cup, you show forth. It's actually a better translation. Many of our translations say proclaim. Show forth the Lord's death until he comes. So what happens by this sign, this action that Christ has appointed? The worthy receivers. Now, if you know anything about the theology of grace in Scripture, you know that that is talking about receiving in the right way, not being good enough to receive, or having achieved a level at which you can now receive. Those who receive in the right way. Does that mean anybody can come? No. Because the right way of receiving is by faith in Jesus Christ. You must have a credible profession of faith. You must have the presence of mind to take the bread and take the cup and to be trusting in Jesus and expecting that he is going to give himself to you. Not that we're going to have a ritual now that makes us feel very spiritual. Or a snack now. That is the only way some of us are allowed to have carbs. It's ridiculous, the kinds of things that you can think about. The holier the duty, the more sacred the action, the more incentive for the flesh and the devil to make the craziest things occur to you. And so you should be exercising your mind and your heart to set them upon Christ, because that is the way of taking. And if you take in another way, as the Corinthians were, you think the idea that this is snack time is ridiculous. That's basically what Paul told the Corinthians they had ended up doing. Disregarding Christ, disregarding their brother, and enjoying a great big snack in worship while others went hungry. And even some of them were getting drunk. So, his death is showed forth, and the worthy receivers, those who come with faith in Christ, looking to receive him, are not after a corporal and carnal manner. Okay, you don't actually receive the flesh body of Jesus. Not in the Roman Catholic way where it gets transformed. Not in the Lutheran way where the atoms of Jesus' body are everywhere and that's what he's talking about. No, it's not a corporal and carnal manner. But by faith made partakers of his body and blood. You're trusting in Jesus. You're looking to him to be all your righteousness and resting upon him to be all your righteousness and all your spiritual life, all of your goodness. That is the mouth that receives Christ. Faith. But by faith, he made partakers of his body and blood with all his benefits. You don't just come to receive a fellowship with him in an emotional sense. Although that's certainly a component. And it would be something to cry out to God, the Spirit, for help in, to give you an extra measure of faith. If you come to his table and have no affections after Christ and feel nothing of his presence, that's something to cry out for to God. But it's more than that. Because it's not just an interaction with him that you receive, but him himself. And he is a whole Christ. The weakest, slightest faith that receives Jesus receives the same whole and strong Jesus as the greatest faith among men. So, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood with all his benefits to their spiritual nourishment. Maybe one day in the not too distant future we'll get the big long tables back out. figure out a way for all of us to wait for one another, like it says at the end of the chapter, and all eat together in a way that screams meal, not mere religious rite, but a meal in which we feast upon Christ, which we're nourished that we might grow in grace. Well, excellent catechism answer, as if the pastors at the assembly needed my approval. They have the approval of God, the Holy Spirit, who has owned the use of these summaries of Bible teaching for a long time. But now, hear that which is over and is the very word of God, which that catechism answer is just trying to summarize. 1 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. So we have come to that meal that we come together to eat and we wait for one another. It's a corporate, congregational, covenantal meal. If you're not a member of Christ's church, if you have not been publicly identified with him by his having his sign and his seal of baptism placed upon you, if you are not committed to worshiping him and serving him as part of his body, if you're not coming to the table to feed upon him who alone can sustain you in the life to which he has called you, then it's not for you. But if you are those things, you know how much you need Christ. You might be tempted to hold back because of how weak you know yourself to be. If that's the case, I encourage you to read the summary of scripture teaching on the insert in the bulletin. Even those who are unsure of themselves are to come, so long as they are sure of Christ and clinging to him in resolve after new repentance and faith. This is for weak Christians, because, dear brothers and sisters, even and especially among the mature Christians, we know that weak ones are the only kind there is. They're stronger and weaker, but the only kind there is completely dependent upon Jesus Christ. Come. He gives himself to you. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would bless now this sacrament to us. That what we have heard it is, and what we have heard you do, you would accomplish by your Spirit. For we ask it in your name. Amen.